Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. You know what I think dinosaurs were on this earth for? So that none of us had to grow up, really. There's something about a dinosaur that just sparks the inner child. We talk about their inner paleontologist. That happens too, but I don't know what it is. You just see these dinosaurs and you don't really want to pet them, but you certainly do want to know about them. These are just awesome creatures here. And Montana is awesome in all the awesome creatures that we have across our big sky country. We're going to talk about that today. The Montana Dinosaur Trail celebrating its 20th anniversary. So we're going to head over to Bynum. We'll head over to Ekalaka. I think we're headed up toward Malta as well. And in studio is the guy who's taking us there, Victor Bjornborg from the Montana Dinosaur Trail. That's today on Voices of Montana. Victor Bjornborg is with us. Little career in radio, little career in politics, and now you're volunteering. You're just doing this dinosaur thing. Good morning.
I'm doing stuff for fun. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great to be here, and what a great intro. Nice job.
Oh, thanks. We're just having fun. You know, it did strike me just as I was kind of going on the air there. I'm looking at, I grabbed a pamphlet before, and I write a little script up, but I never go with that. And I just started looking at it, and I just started feeling like a kid again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so that's my theory, is that the reasons dinosaurs are here so that we don't never have to grow up.
Yeah. So did you have a favorite dinosaur when you were growing up or now?
I really, we just loved the big brontosaurus, you know, of course, T-Rex, but I think our love for him is overrated, so to speak. But my granddaughter just knows the names.
Ooh.
She's just loves dinosaurs.
That's who you look to help you with dinosaurs. Right. Yeah. I do the same thing.
Yeah, and you guys do a really good job. There's a lot of stuff that comes out from the Montana Dinosaur Trail. So we're gonna explore that. We got a couple of why don't you tell us who's coming up today and why they're on the show?
Okay, well, we've got a couple of folks that we're gonna bring in from around the trail. The trail is made up of 14 facilities around Montana that all have world-class dinosaur displays. They're located in central and eastern Montana. In 12 communities, so it's a great theme to cover that part of Montana, particularly for those who have never been out here, and something to follow and see some great communities, see some great landscapes. So we're going to be talking to a couple of folks that are with facilities that offer hands-on field dig experiences. They've got great displays in their museums, but they're also can introduce you to the excitement of going out and finding a 65 million year old bone and you being the first human to see it since it died. And that will be in Malta at the Great Plains Dinosaur Museum. They have both a kids program and an adult paleo program. And then the Montana Dinosaur Center in Bynum, which if you want a hands-on experience, they offer it 6 days a week, June through August. So we'll be hearing from representatives from there, Ann Booth and Corey Coverdale. And then we'll go to the Carter County Museum in Ekalaka, which just a great facility, happens to be Montana's first county museum that was created in the 1930s.
Oh, wow.
Because four amateur paleontologists were finding incredible things around Carter County, and they wanted a place to display. So the reason that county museum, and it was the Montana's first county museum, was because of dinosaurs. So Sabre Moore, who's the executive director there, will fill us in on the Carter County Museum, which hosts the annual and growing in reputation Dino Shindig,
I know,
which has been going on for more than a decade.
I'm going to really try to get to that this year and
take
my my granddaughter, loves this stuff. And it's Dr. Sabre Moore. I just saw, you know.
I guess I should give her the honors.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a couple of years ago, she finished her doctorate degree. And I say that to say that all of these museums, and there's a list at the Dinosaur Trail, mtdinotrail.org, they all take this very seriously. It's not a tourist trap. They certainly want to have that kind of exposure, but they're all paleontologists, or they're all very serious dinosaur people.
Well,
you know,
yeah, the museums are presented to really help explain the science of dinosaurs, to give you more understanding of the environment they lived in. It was a whole bunch different than the environment Montana has now. That was oceanfront property at the time, the Western Interior Seaway, when we had lush tropical shorelines and then lots of water in between. So they're all based on science, and the people that are there have done their best to explain, and we partner with those that don't know as much. Those that do help out and help with the interpretation, help with the understanding, help with the presentation. A lot of the museums, and the most of them are very small museums, and they're nonprofit organizations, and their staff there are a lot volunteers. So some of them may not have as much information paleontology background at all, but they certainly got the desire and the interest and the pride in explaining what they have and where they came from. And they're working with locally sourced dinosaurs. So these are things that have a local story. Yeah. This was found this many miles north of here. This was found over here. And there's some incredible stuff.
Has the Dinosaur Trail, celebrating 20 years now too, has the Dinosaur Trail really been a catalyst or part of what has opened up, I think, the world to Montana's dinosaur presence?
You know, I think it has. Yeah. Because when we started the trail back in 2005, and at least in terms of visitation of how many people have been exposed to the trail facilities and their dinosaur, their paleo story, we started off and attracted among the 13 facilities we had at the time, a little over 200,000 people, if we added up all the visitation at all the facilities. This last year, we were up to 372,000. So a big growth. So we've exposed that to a lot of families, people who might not have been aware. And that was the whole concept behind the trail, because there were all these individual museums in Montana that had some really cool stuff. Museum of the Rockies has a great reputation. They're one of our trail, they're our anchor store. And they have a great reputation. They have a good marketing budget. They can get the word out about what they have. But there's other places like Bynum and Shodo and Rudyard and
Garfield,
and Chinook,
you know? Yeah.
Jordan, Montana. Yeah. And up along Fort Peck and in the Malta area over in the Glendive. They would, just trying to draw people to their place for their dinosaurs is kind of a challenge. But when you combine them all together and people can look at a map of central and eastern Montana and see, whoa, look at this. We can find dinosaurs all over this place. We can tire them out, introducing them to dinosaurs. And I think it really has made it's raised the level of paleo, in addition to all the other things with all the Jurassic World products and the things that are out there. You see dinosaurs everywhere.
No.
Anyone doing a promotion, it's a dinosaur.
Well, it's because they're not alive. They, you know, they can't hurt you now.
That's right. They're in public domain.
Yeah. Right.
Well, and I think they're just cool. They're fascinating for all of us to think about.
And they're big.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It is Victor Bjornborg with us here, the Montana Dinosaur Trail. We'll check in. Ann Booth will be calling. Corey Coverdale, we'll have a few minutes with them here in just a little bit. And maybe I take that break now. Are they on the line, Cody? All right, then let's just do that. We'll take this break early and then come on back and talk about, you know, these dino digs. I think that's a huge
just
thing.
The opportunity they offer to people to go out and see how it's actually done.
A lot of fun here at the Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman, Montana, the world's largest T-Rex museum, or has the world's largest collection of T-Rex and Triceratops specimens. This I'm taking, by the way, welcome back here, Voices of Montana, 20th anniversary of the Montana Dinosaur Trail. I'm just picking this right off of the Montana Dino Trail website here. They've got kind of like a top 10 of some things here. You mentioned this, Victor Bjornborg, who's with us here, the Dinosaur Trail in studio, the Carter County Museum, 1936. It was created to display dinosaur remains found there as well. What else is cool on this top 10 list that you like?
First that Montana have the very first fossil found not just in Montana but in North America came from Judith Landing in the Missouri River Breaks in the early 1850s. And so fossils in the United States, the first one found in Montana. And then the very first baby dinosaur fossils were found in Montana too, right near the Shodo Bynum area at Egg Mountain. Back in 1978, by the folks who were the people who created the Montana Dinosaur Center, by Marion Branvold and Dave Trexler and his wife, Lori.
Yeah. Well, was Corey around then at that time?
Let's see. Corey might have been a little, a toddler, maybe.
Maybe a little toddler at that time? Loving dinosaurs?
Actually, Corey might not have been here.
Corey. I wasn't even a toddler at that point.
Okay. You were just a gleam in your parents' eyes.
Yep.
That's Corey Coverdale, executive director of the Montana Dinosaur Center here. And that's in Bynum, tmdinocenter.org for more information, celebrating their 30th anniversary. Corey, thanks for coming alongside. Also going to welcome Ann Booth, who is with us here from the Great Plains Dinosaur Museum and Field Station. That's out of beautiful Malta, Montana there, too, along the High Line. And good morning to you, Ann. How you doing?
Good morning. We're great. It's a good day in Malta.
Oh, great. It's a good day in Montana, too. I want to brag a little bit. I did a little bit, Victor, earlier, but your pamphlets, your information are really cool. The Dinosaur Trail has this passport as well that I'm looking at right now. It's just like essentially the size of a passport.
Yep.
You can go and get stamps when you visit these places?
Tom, you get your passport. You can buy it at any of the trail facilities, or we have it online if you're not able to get to the facilities. And once you travel the trail, get it stamped at each one of the trail facilities. Right now we have 14. I will get a T-shirt order form from you, and we will send you a Montana Dinosaur Trail Finishers T-shirt. This year, it is the 20th anniversary Finishers T-shirt, and these are T-shirts that are not available for sale. You have to earn it, but you're part of an exclusive club. And we give you 5 years to do it, because the trail is 1,300 miles long when you travel between all the facilities.
Yeah,
but that's
yeah.
the reward you get, and it's unique.
Hey, Corey, are you stamping passports there at the Montana Dino Center?
Every day.
Oh, that's so good. That's really cool to hear.
We've had 30 finishers already this year.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Corey, tell us. You know, earlier, Victor asked me, what's my favorite dinosaur? And we were kind of talking off air. It's almost like it's who's your favorite dinosaur, because they take on a persona. And you were saying, we even give them names. So tell me about the Montana Dinosaur Center and, you know, who's everybody's favorite dinosaur around there?
So the Montana Dinosaur Center started 30 years ago. This is our 30th anniversary. So if people want to come up and see us, we're having a celebration on the 1st with an open house and some ice cream socials and some games from 3 to 7 on the 1st of July. But we primarily do field digs. So we take people out, teach them about paleontology, let them get their hands dirty, let them see what they find, teach people about science and teach people about how we go about finding dinosaurs and the entire process that goes into getting dinosaurs out of the ground. My favorite dinosaur is one that we found on one of these expeditions. Is it doesn't have a name yet, so it's completely new. It's an armored dinosaur, kind of like Ankylosaurus, only without the tail club. It's a branch of dinosaurs not known as the notosaurs. And it's one that we have in our collections here, and hopefully we'll get it published here pretty soon, and we'll get it out there, and we'll put it on display so people can see it too.
Cool. I'm going to ask about that here. I want to hear from Ann Booth, the Great Plains Dinosaur Museum and Field Station. You know, who is your favorite dinosaur? And tell me about your place. I know you guys do a lot of youth and adult programs.
We do. We're really excited this year. We've got some great staff that came to us this spring, and they are just setting things on fire. It's been very exciting to see what's going on. And we're known for real fossils in our facility. Most of our fossils were found about 20 miles north of Malta. We've had some out south. With all this public land, we're looking forward to doing some stuff in the future there. But we work with private landowners, and my favorite dinosaur is probably Roberta. Roberta is a Brachylophosaurus. She was on a fossil dig in 2004. We have the entire specimen in-house, and she's just beautiful. We also have Leonardo. Leonardo is in the World Book of Records, in the Guinness World Book of Records, for one of the most well-preserved fossils in the world. Leonardo has tissue and skin that has been, he's a mummy. And so we're very excited to show off Leonardo. We only have a cast of Leonardo, but it's still very cool. We have a lot of the information on him. We've actually loaned Leonardo to the Fukui Dinosaur Museum in Fukui, Japan. So that's how special he is. Over 3 million people get to see him there, but he will come back, so don't worry. He'll be back. Anyway, we have lots of great programs. We have a junior paleo field and museum experience program for kids 5 to 11. That's like a one-day thing. You get to actually go out to a known site that has had very rich fossils found on it, and that's with Sue Ferrari. Sue is a great friend of our museum, and she's offered to come back this summer and conduct these programs for us. We also have adult dinosaur digs. We have 2 dates, August 4th through the 8th and September 8th through the 12th. And people can, it's a fee program, but you can sign up to join our team. Jeremiah Robinson is our lead paleontologist, and he's assisted this summer by Tom Dill. That dig is actually in Hill County. So we kind of go where we figure out the landowner situation the best. We work with private landowners. We adhere to all the Society of Vertebrate Paleontology goals and regulations. So anyway, some great programs. Kids can dig. We also have an in-house experience that if folks are just traveling through, we can try to schedule with our paleontologists a couple hours of direct time with them. And these guys are really amazing. They love kids, and they're very engaging, and they are so knowledgeable.
Yeah, they've been fun. They've been fun to visit with, Ann, and both Tom and Jeremiah. Yeah, I think they've got the right personality. And Sue Ferrari, who's coming up to do the Paleo Kids program with you, if you want your child to be excited about science, Sue is the person to help ignite that. She just has great energy and just is fun to work with. How about your Roran Explorer coming up on July 12th for our 20th anniversary?
It's going to be a great day. We've got some pretty key folks coming in. Dr. Jack Horner is joining us for a little dinosaur talk in the afternoon. We worked with the Villa Theater here in Malta, and we're actually going to be showcasing the Jurassic World Rebirth movie. It's just being released early in July, so it's an early release on the 12th. We have a carnival. We've got kids' games. We've got a dinosaur hunt. We've been doing a geocache adventure, and it'll kind of culminate that day, but that's been lots of fun. People can come kind of on a local treasure hunt. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, it
is. Victor's joining us as well.
I'm going to be up there and celebrate with you. Corey, you know, one of the things that about the Montana Dinosaur Center that I think is just a great experience for people is the fact that when you go inside the center and you walk around and look at the exhibits, there's something standing over you. There's that big Seismosaurus that you're walking between its legs. Fill people in on the Seismosaurus, its length, its height, and how it got there. And how does it fit in that building?
So our building is 60 feet long, and we could cram 137-foot-long Seismosaurus into it.
Curl it in there.
Wow.
Curl it around. It's more than doubled around on itself. The Seismosaurus is actually not from Montana, unfortunately, but the model was built right here in Montana. It was originally built to travel around the world and showcase how big dinosaurs can actually get. And some people, the company that was making them travel, one of the gentlemen passed away, and the other two decided they didn't really want to make him travel anymore, so they sold him to us, and we've put him up here ever since. So he's been here since 2005. And our gallery is really unique because you can actually walk underneath him. Like most places, like they make you stand back and look and see from a ways away, but in our place, you can actually walk underneath and look.
You're walking between his legs, its legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a fun part.
And that's Corey Coverdale again with the Montana Dinosaur Center. That's in Bynum, all right? And that's a pretty small town, kind of on the Rocky Mountain front. It's more verging on western Montana than central Montana, I think, but 15 minutes north of Shoto for that. And, of course, Malta along the High Line there. Ann Booth is with us here in that regard. Corey, I want to have you talk about this a little bit because, one of the founders of your center there, David Trexler, and I think that's why you have that big dinosaur there is because He grew up in rural Montana, but he actually, you know, is a verified paleontologist and really started with not just finding dinosaurs, but also displaying dinosaurs. You know, talk about that connection, because and also, Anne, I'm going to ask you the same question, because you've got Leonardo out on loan. These are not just, you know, you go out in the backyard and pick up some trinkets and put it in a place. I mean, these are dinosaurs, and so there are real serious, there's research being done around these things. You know, talk about that, Corey. Talk about how your center is involved in, you know, the science that goes on in dinosaurs.
Yeah, so everything we do here is geared towards science and learning more information and being able to teach people about these dinosaurs. You know, one of the things that George Santayana has a quote: "Those who don't learn from the past are doomed to repeat it." To just paraphrase it really quickly, and you know, that's really kind of what we're about here is learning from our past, learning from about these animals and how they went extinct, really so that we can figure out how to make it so that we don't go extinct, you know? And that's kind of why we do paleontology and why we do research. You know, it's about studying the past so we can know our future. But we take people with us and we teach people about it. We make it fun for everyone. Something about our field programs is we don't have age limits. So if you want to come out and you're 4 years old, we'll take you out. If you're 92 years old, we'll take you out then too. You know, we found that age limits are really to just limit the type of people you get, but we've had just as much trouble with adults as we have with kids. So, you know, we invite everybody to participate and be part of the science of dinosaurs. Montana itself has been really, really centric in dinosaur paleontology. You know, the very first baby dinosaurs, which is what Marion Prexler Brandvold found, that's Dave's mom, were found right here in Montana. Mm. That was back in 1978, and they changed the way we see the world and the way we look at dinosaurs. You know, before that, people used to think that dinosaurs were just these big, dumb lizards that really didn't do anything complex. But when you find babies in a nest that had grown, you know, that suggests that something had to be bringing them food. So in order to to grow, you have to be fed. And that was something we had never really seen before. You know, Montana itself is spectacular for the amount of fossils that can be found here.
Yeah.
You know, we have 11 different formations that can be, that you can find dinosaurs in. For a formation is just a layer of rock that you can find it over a broad regional area, and it has a specific time when it was laid down, you know, and so we have 11 of those here and spanning most of the time in which dinosaurs were around. So it's a really cool place to work and do research and teach people about dinosaurs.
We're going to be out of time here. Thanks for that, Corey. I appreciate that. And I just want to have you reiterate, you have an anniversary celebration where Dr. Jack Horner is going to be there?
Yes, on July 12th, called Roar and Explore Day. Lots of activities that day.
Statewide Trail runs across Montana, 14 locations for, now in its 20th year, the Dinosaur Trail. A lot of big summer events, you know, and they've got different hours. You want to go and check the sites out individually to find out when their different hours are. Summers, they're a lot of them are wide open, 7 days a week. Of course, in the fall, in the winter, they'll fall back on that. But you got Blaine County, Carter County, the Depot Museum, Fort Peck, Frontier, Gateway. This list it's pretty impressive here, the trail. Victor Bjornborg is with us. And Victor, with the Montana Dinosaur Trail, you've been with the trail for how long now?
Well, back when it started, even prior to 2005. So I'd say 25 years or so we've been working with folks to put it together, and then in the 20 years of its operation.
You've been having this kind of fun for 20 years now?
I know, Dom. Don't
tell anyone. Okay, all right. We'll keep that quiet.
Yes.
Dr. Saber Moore joins us now, Executive Director of the Carter County Museum. Saber, congratulations. I just read in your bio that it was 2023. You got your doctorate from Montana State, where you originally graduated as well. So a big congratulations on that. Is it okay if I call you Dr. Moore?
Yes, that's great. Thank you, Tom. Yeah. Go Cats.
And go Cats. Oh, that hurt a little
bit. I know. Yeah.
There is a grizzly in the studio.
Yeah. Yes. good to have you on again. We chatted a little while ago. I visited your museum a few years ago as well, and it's pretty cool. Tell us about the Carter County Museum. Tell us about all the things that are going on. There's the Dino Shindig, as Victor was saying, that has been growing in popularity and recognition. So good job on that.
Thank you. We're very excited. This is the Shindig's 13th year in operation, which it's just kind of a well-oiled machine at this point. And it really celebrates the kind of basics of Carter County Museum. So we were the first county museum in Montana and the first to exhibit dinosaur fossils. And we were founded on the premise that we would like to keep all of the amazing dinosaurs that are being found in Carter County and the surrounding area local to the area and give visitors the opportunity to see these dinosaurs just steps away from where they were discovered. And the Shindig really gets into the science piece of that. So this year, the Shindig is July 26th and 27th. On Saturday, we have a series of talks from paleontologists from all over the world, but of course we have several paleontologists from Montana, including Callie Moore, who is from Missoula, John Scanella, who is at the Museum of the Rockies, and Daigo Yamamura, who is at the Miles City Community College. So we really try to feature what Montana paleontologists are working on, and then also some of our paleontologists that are working from different museums in our region. So we've got Greg Wilson Mantilla from the Burke Museum, for example, and of course Thomas Holtz coming in from the University of Maryland. So it's a really fantastic event. Of course, it's not all just dinosaur talks. We have a robotic T-Rex that crushes watermelon that Victor's very familiar with.
I want one of those.
Watermelons and coconuts, and then everyone around gets to have a piece of it all. It's excellent, and you can brush its teeth. The kids get this oversized toothbrush and baling wire or baling twine used as dental floss for it. It's such a cool thing, a Roborex. Yeah.
I bet that's fun, Saber, to see the kids flossing the Roborex.
Oh, my gosh, it's great. And it's handy for us, too, because then it's pretty well clean by the time we're done.
talk about how all those things come together. I mean, you've been there a little while, and they the museums are grown. They're not necessarily, born or bought. They seem to be grown over time. Talk about your museum there and what people experience, but how it has grown and reflected the area over time.
The museum, I filled them in that for a long time it was in the basement of the high school.
It was. Yeah. Yes, that was the first iteration of the museum. And it was kind of a cool spot, too, because at that time our director was also the science teacher at the high school, and he would have a lot of his classes down in the museum and would frequently get his students to help work in the museum. So they would participate in, like, the new youth administration that was put on by President Roosevelt and actually be docents and go out in the field and find dinosaurs and create displays. And that's something we've carried through even to today. When they tore down the old high school, we ended up moving into a new building in the 1970s. It's an old automotive car garage that was expanded onto, and we added all the petrified wood that you see when you walk in. So there's these amazing petrified wood archways that you go through to get into the museum and enter some of the exhibits. And all that petrified wood is local to the area. It comes from about 5 different ranches, including the Ringling Ranch, which was owned by the Ringling Brothers circus members. Which is local to Carter County, so pretty neat. And then there's a giant tower that was built on it as well out of sandstone from the local area.
Okay, that sandstone, I thought it was scoria. Do you have some scoria rock in there too?
We do, yeah. A little bit of everything.
That's the old lava stuff.
Dirty building material. Yes. The building is our largest collection item, for sure. Yeah.
And then you're planning an expansion of the museum.
We are, yes. So we are currently in the fundraising and design stages for renovating and expanding the museum. as you can imagine, we've continued to collect. We've continued to really grow our museum's educational program and our collections. And we're to the point where we have less than 90% of our collection on display, which just is crazy. So we would like to get that closer to about 40 to 50% on display. Our current building is 5,800 square feet, but our expansion will add upwards of 12,000 square feet.
Ooh, nice.
So it's going to be quite a large expansion for the building, and we're very excited to bring that to Eagle Echo.
And your estimated timeline for that?
We're hoping that we'll have something by the time we celebrate 90 years of our tax anniversary, so here in the next 5 years or so.
Excellent.
Nice.
Now, you have a lot of programs that you offer. In addition to the Dino Shindig, you have some science programs Monday through Friday, and then some special camps that you offer for kids?
Yes. All summer long, we do the Junior Science Program, and that's Monday through Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. before swimming kind of kicks off in town. And then we do a special Science Friday once a month. So the next one that's coming up will be July 25th, so right before the Shindig, and that's going to feature a activity from 1 to 3 p.m. in partnership with Museum of the Rockies. So kids will get together and build little terrariums, and they can put little tiny dinosaurs or prehistoric mammals in there and kind of walk home with an understanding of what the Earth might have looked like millions of years ago.
Do you see
and
the
something to put on there?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought you were, do you see the adults acting like kids when kids are building terrariums? Do they want to? Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. We frequently have adults hop in there, even if they don't have kids. They're there too. We do an art program. And this year, so the morning of that Friday from 10 to noon, Jen Hall Took is doing a drawing the dinosaur trail as one of our celebrations of the 20th anniversary. Mm. So adults and kids can get in on that and learn how to draw dinosaurs.
Really cool, keeping that fresh. Dr. Saber Moore with us, Executive Director of the Carter County Museum in Ekalaka there, cartercountymuseum.org for more information.
One of the things that's interesting about Ekalaka and the museum is that prior to the Museum of the Rockies being built in the 70s, it was one of the few places you could see dinosaurs in Montana. So it was the predecessor dinosaur museum to the large anchor store of the Museum of the Rockies, but just a great facility and some wonderful displays there. And a great story about those four amateur paleontologists that helped get it started back in the 30s.
Yeah. Saber, I want to ask you a little bit. We got maybe 2 or 3 or 4 minutes here. The museum is. Are you guys still finding a lot of fossils around there? And then talk about. We've been asking people who's your favorite dinosaur, so to speak. What kind of dinosaurs are found there, and what kind of geologic formations are they found in?
Yeah, so Ekalaka is a really cool place. We have the preservation of the Cretaceous Paleogene boundary. So we find dinosaurs that before the extinction, we have marine reptiles from the Pure Shale Formation, so plesiosaurs, mosasaurs. Then we have your classic dinosaurs from the Hell Creek, Tyrannosaurus rex, Triceratops, and some ankylosaurs as well. And then after the extinction, we have some preservation from the Fort Union and Arickaree formations, which really tell the story of mammal survival and rise. We've even been known to find in Medicine Rock State Park area, for example, some plesiodapus material, and that is a proto-primate that kind of looks like a lemur.
And your favorite dinosaur, I presume, is the saber-toothed tiger.
Well, that would be, yes, that's my favorite prehistoric mammal for sure.
Okay, all right.
My favorite dinosaur is the Edmontosaurus, and that's sort of our flagship specimen that we have on display.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember going in there, and you had things all over the place. I mean, you just had a ton of stuff going on there.
Yes.
And that was only 10% of what you actually had, too, is what you were saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. So congratulations on the expansion there. I want to spend a few minutes because there's something kind of new in Montana, the Starry Skies program. And you're also the site steward for the Medicine Rock State Park there. And there's a new trail. Inform us about that.
Yes. So Carter County recently also became the repository for fossils and archaeological material for Medicine Rocks. And we have been helping out with the construction of this night sky trail. So the trail was actually put together in April through a trails grant, and the Montana Conservation Corps sent a team out, and they cut a trail. It's just as you come into the park and you're on your way to the Camp Post area, off to your right, there's a parking lot that just went in this week, actually. And then the trail begins shortly after that and hooks up with the North Rock Trail. And that gives you the opportunity to do a loop through the Medicine Rock State Park and walk about a little over 2 miles, making it one of the longer trails in the park. So we're very excited to debut that this summer and to have a lot of activities there as a result of the shindig. So you can join us on July 24th and the 26th. Or end of 27th for that.
And Medicine Rock State Park has a special designation among the dark skies around the world.
It does. It is one. It's a dark sky sanctuary, which is the darkest of the dark.
Oh, wow.
And one of only two sanctuaries in Montana. It was the first dark sky sanctuary in Montana.
No light pollution in Carter County.
No, not much. Yeah.
Just stars that you can look at and... It's spectacular.
If anybody, of course, people who live in Montana, they know the big sky country, and they can see it. When you think about like Carter County, no light pollution anywhere. The skies, I bet, just light up there. This new trail, can you walk it at night?
You can, but I would recommend bringing a red light flashlight so that you don't disturb the wildlife and you can still see where you're going.
Good advice on that. We got to run here. Anything else? Anything you want to tell us about here?
I just hope to see y'all in Ekalaka come into July.
Or almost any time. What are your hours?
Yes. So we're open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and 1 to 5 on Sunday. And that's all the way to the end of October. And then we switch to winter hours, still 7 days a week, but reduced hours on Saturday, Sunday at that time.
Are you stamping those dinosaur passports?
We sure are. And we see a lot more people following the trail this year celebrating the anniversary.
Hooray, so hooray.
Very excited to welcome trail people for sure.
Yeah. That's reason to cheer about, Victor, indeed. Dr. Saber Moore, again, Executive Director, Carter County Museum. Thank you, Saber. I appreciate that. I do hope to see you at some time this year with a young one by my side. And then you'll know how immature I really am when it comes to dinosaurs.
I look forward to it. We're all kids in Ekalaka.
Yeah. Victor Bjornborg, thank you for stopping in studio.
Tom, it's been fun.
That. Yeah,
it's been fun.
Too much fun. You're off to Glendive, part of this 20th anniversary for the Montana Dinosaur Trail.
Yeah, Glendive, the Frontier Gateway Museum, which is one of our two facilities in Glendive, along with Mikosuka State Park. They're hosting a summer presentation series, Lunch and Learn, noon at the Frontier Gateway Museum. It starts this Saturday, the 28th, or tomorrow, and I'm going to be there talking about the Montana Dinosaur Trail, filling people in on how it got started, and then giving them a tour of the trail. Then later in July 26th, it will be Dino Dave Fuqua, who's the local paleontologist adventurer around Glendive, been around Glendive finding fossils. He's been to Mongolia. He's been a lot of places. Has a fun podcast, Dino Dave's Paleo Adventures. He'll be speaking on the 26th, starting at noon. And then Dr. John Scanella from the Museum of the Rockies, he'll be talking about things that are being found around the Glendive area. So it should be good. And that one comes up on August 9th. At noon.
Just going to have to get up to speed, mtdinotrail.org. Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.